With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast with all of the questions, and unfortunately, history has shown very few of the answers. My name is Kyron Wheatley, and today's guest is locked down Melbourne comedian Dave Thornton. Hello.
God, that's now everyone's CV, isn't it, when you're a comedian from Melbourne?
It's very convenient for me. I don't have to come up with a new intro each week. I can just bang that one out.
I know, and you've already led by going, you know, they don't always nail the quiz. You've set expectations, yeah. I feel. What? History has pointed out anything.
Yeah, we've never got higher than, I think, 8. But we tend to sit closer. We're more comfortable around the 4s, the 5s. Often the 3s get a turn out of 10. Do you do quizzes? Are you like the Saturday quiz sort of guy?
Man, I think I'm genuinely getting stupider. Like, I don't believe I was ever revving a heavy intellectual engine. Don't get me wrong. But then I did a quiz. I think I did the Saturday Age quiz. And I don't know if it's drinking at a young age. I don't know if it's my children. Yep. I don't know if it's being in comedy, possibly all three, put into a melting pot of stupidity. Yep. And I could barely get through. I got 2 questions out of 20 or something. It was horrendous.
Yeah. Well, we've both done a lot of radio. Those radio quizzes tend to be a notch down, don't they, from the newspaper quizzes?
You mean asking what the secret sound is and finding out it's a duck that got run over by a bus? Yeah.
Exactly. That's the lofty heights of university quizzing is gone.
That's true. When you've used, I mean, you were on Triple J, I was on commercial radio, mate. When they have the bandwidth of your intelligence is used upon who's dating Justin Bieber right now, all the real information gets thrown out the side.
Yeah. Yeah. Like our friend Joel Creasy just started on Nova. And so I thought, oh, I'll tune in and, you know, I'll listen, I'll hear the show. It's like, oh, yep, he's on it. That's enough for me now. I am aware he's on the show.
I mean, I've worked in commercial radio and I think I did the math. In an hour, you talk for 22 minutes. And then that's not you talking.
That's why they give you the big bucks.
Yeah. And you've often got an anchor who does all the work. I'm across from someone else who's talking.
That's the main problem with podcasts. You know, you got to talk for too long, but that is why on this show we have a brains trust to get you back down to that 22 minute limit, which I know you've given us. I wouldn't want you to have to go over that 22 minutes.
Oh, you read my contract. Very good.
Yes. So would you like to meet your brains trust?
Would I what?
Okay. Well, first up, a Beatle expert. Actually, we haven't had a Beatle expert on the show before. It's a big hello to Denise Dublensky. Hey, Denise.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
Oh, very good. Thanks. Great, Beatle Denise. Expert. What got you into Beatles? They're like grubby things that not many people like.
I love Beatles. I'm a little grub myself, so I love foraging in the little dirt. And I thought these little kitty cats look pretty damn cute, and that became sort of my whole life's work.
Wow.
Any beetle in particular?
The box-nose beetle is probably my favourite because it has a big nose, and that's something that I like beetles that are ugly, and just like men, I love ugly things.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Denise, has this been a lifelong passion?
Actually, no, it's quite recent. Before this, I was actually into TikTok for a while, and then I thought, no, I've got to get off the screen. I've got to get into the dirt. And look, I haven't looked back. I haven't looked back, boys.
So TikTok's quite new. How long does it take to become a beetle expert if it's something that you've moved on from since TikToking?
Oh, you know, the people with their nose turned up will tell you it takes years and it takes money and degrees and courses. But if you go online to beetlenetwork.com, you can teach yourself anything.
Wow.
Denise, I think there's a lot of parallels with comedy. There's a lot of people who do comedy for only a couple of minutes and claim themselves to be such.
Yeah. Did I not mention I do that as well?
No, you didn't.
I'm on the open mics. Yes, it goes well.
You got any beetle gear? Maybe.
Yes. What did the beetle say when it went down the stairs?
Well, I'm not sure. What did the beetle say when it went down the stairs?
Beats work.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. So Denise is here for you, Dave, to help you out. I'm sure any beetle questions or TikTok, if any questions about that come up in the Saturday quiz, which is the one that we're doing. I'm not sure if they cover TikTok all that much, but maybe now that it's in the American news, maybe it'll crop up. But the Brains Trust doesn't stop there.
Does it?
No, we also have another acumen on this time on the topic of, he's a farmer. It says he farms pig... Man, I'm not sure. Well, there's hello to Greb Thomas. Hey, Greb.
Yeah, hello. It's Greb Thomas here. Fantastic to be here. Fantastic to meet you. And can I just say, Thorno, big fan. Big fan of the beep test on Foxtel. Love it. Me and the misso, we get down and we just love some of the great laughs and all the good times that we have on it. And it's just fantastic. What a great show.
Oh, no worries. It's Greb, isn't it? Greb?
Yeah, Greb. You can call me Greb.
Is that short for anything, Greb? Sorry.
No. It's a full name.
Christened Greb.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt here, but Greb, you're not going to believe this, but I think you and I have been on a date.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember this?
No, sorry.
Do you remember this?
I do, but I
thought you said you're married,
I
Greb.
I am married, yeah. I couldn't possibly. I've never met you in my life, but I'm sure that if I did, then we had a delightful date. But absolutely. I mean, this is a bit of a sticky situation. For the record, no.
When was that? When was the date, Denise?
No, listen, I'm not no nasty little home wrecker. We actually dated... In school. Do you remember, what school did you go to, Greb?
I went to Gippsland Primary. That's where, because that's where we farmed.
Did you go to Gippsland Primary K-12?
Did you?
And that's where, that's where I went.
Oh.
That's where I went. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Did you just finish at primary school, Greb? You didn't go on, move on to?
Just finished at primary. There's no need. There's nothing that I can't learn. On the homestead in the farm in the hinterlands, farming pigmen, and you know, my family have been farming the pigmen for generations, and
I want to ask about that. So pigmen, you say?
Yeah, pigmen. Yeah, people don't,
because I know of pig and I know of man, but I've not heard of this.
Pop them
this
together, pigmen. Put them together, and you've got pigmen.
Is that how it started?
Yeah, well, in the 70s, you know, they were looking to sort of diversify the kind of swine crop, and someone, you know, in the army must have been like, check this out, I've done this, I've spliced this together, and created a kind of pigman hybrid, and, you know, farmers went, oh, hang on a second, it's quite actually a resilient form of livestock, why don't we see what we can do, and we keep it quiet, of course, because people aren't ready to know that they eat and drink pigmen, and...
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, but, you know, it's coming. It's coming. The awareness is sort of going. And, you know, a lot of the meats that you eat, that's probably pig man. And a lot of the plastics that we drink from using plastic bottles, that's from sort of pig man. It's quite fibrous. And And a lot of the milk is actually pigmen milk. So it's milk that we milk. We got a milking station here, and we got to really milk up those pigmen real big.
Greb, I mean, this is a tricky territory of, like, what are their rights? Is it human rights?
Oh, they've got no rights. They've got absolutely no rights. They're not human. Don't be confused by the men on the end, okay? I mean, they are animals.
I mean, I am, because do they walk on all fours or are they upright?
Oh, they're upright, yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Okay. That's
but they're tiny. Okay. They're tiny. Imagine little tiny pink sort of piggish men with little curly tails and trotters for fingers.
Right.
Oh, it's a murky area. Right.
And what was the genesis? Like, how did you... It sounds like a new breed. How did you come by pig men?
Oh, well, my dad, my father and his grandfather, we were in the farm business, and we lost our pigs in a big old pig fight. Bunch of pigs got together and they fought together, and we're like, we need to do something about these pigs. They're always fighting each other, you know.
So you did start with pigs.
We started with pigs. That's right. So it was a logical step to graduate to pig men. And
And what is that step exactly? This is what I'm trying to get down to. How do you get from pigs to pig men? What is the action that was taken to make that happen?
Greb, that's not you. What? And I have some trepidation in asking this. That's not you personally contributing the men in the. No.
My father, after we had a big pig fight in the 80s, and obviously the 80s was a big time, lots of partying. Yeah. It's a period of excess.
Yeah. Greb, did your dad fuck a pig?
You know, that's not really for me to say or not say, but
were you aware of this when you were dating, Greb? Were you?
I've got to be honest, you talked a lot about pigs, Greb.
Yeah, well,
and I said, hey, I like bacon. And you said, I see for them more than that. I see them with flesh and little index finger, you know? And I thought, I'd go on a second date, but maybe not a fourth or fifth. I'd let him stick it in me, but I wouldn't want him to put a ring on it, is what I thought.
No, similar to the pigs.
A lot not dissimilar to the pigs, and that's the thing about pigs, though, is the reason why it's a logical step between men and pigs is because pig flesh is quite similar to men flesh, because, you know, a lot of firefighters will say that they can't eat pork because it, you know, reminds them of burning flesh in buildings. But I don't want to go, that's neither here nor there, of course, but... No. Men, you know, you come on down West Gippsland, in the hinterland of Victoria.
All right. How do you feel, Dave, about your brains trust? Are you ready to take on 10 questions from the news cycle?
Look, if any of the questions have got to do with the movie Deliverance, I feel that Greb, it's going to be right in his hitting zone. I do feel.
Well, first up,
Deliverance. They made men squeal like a pig in that movie, and I'm just saying.
Deliverance is a fantastic romantic comedy, and I just want to say that we don't actually manually sexually interact with the pigs.
Interact.
That's all done with machines these days.
Good.
Yeah, I don't appreciate what you're sort of inferring there, Kyron. I don't know. You big city folk, you come over here and you tell us that fucking a pig is not okay.
I'm just clarifying. I'm not referring. I'm clarifying what you're saying.
A pig-man hybrid is not okay, and it's an affront to God. But, you know, you're not down here. You know, we're the salt of the earth, okay? We're in West Gippsland. It's a beautiful time. It's the hinterland. It's an absolutely stunning place in the world.
I just want to point out that's core audience for Beep Test, by the way, Dave.
To know.
Apparently.
Good to know.
Love the Beep
Question.
Test.
More pig-based humour on the show. Gotcha.
Question number one. What song title links Carole King, Dire Straits, and Martin Garrix and David Guetta? David Guetta, it was on commercial radio. Carole King, maybe on commercial radio some years ago. Greb, what do you listen to down at the log cabin in West Gippsland?
Well, I listen to the screams of the pigmen, usually.
on record, or is that live performance every day?
Oh, well, it's hard to have any other music because they do scream quite loudly. You know, it's screams over and over. It really can haunt your dreams, but you do get used to it, and now it's like white noise, and I couldn't go to sleep without it, to be honest.
Are you able to sort of differentiate between the screamers, like sort of individual artists
You can hear a good scream and you can hear a bad scream. When you hear the good screams, that is music to my ears. I would trade 1,000 guetas for one good scream.
Denise, music. Where do you sit? You on Spotify? Do you like tune into commercial radio?
I didn't want to say this for fear of seeming like I'm hogging all the attention, but boys, I sing. I sing
you
myself
sing.
Under a different name. It's actually Sarah Guita, so quite similar to Guetta, and yep. I sort of sing about Beatles, heartbreak, divorce, friendship, and that kind of thing.
Quite a range of topics. Actually, that's the range of the topics that the Beatles sung about.
Yeah. Are you a fan of them by any chance, namesake?
I don't like them at all because I think they make fun of what I do in my line of work. I haven't heard a single song of theirs.
Right. So you don't know like Let It Be or... Blackbird.
Let It Be what? None of those. Where's the Blackbird? No, I don't know.
They've got a great song called Little Piggies that me and my wife, when we're feeling a little bit, we've had a couple of sherries.
That one.
On the weekend, we like to pop on and have a little dance too. It's on the Wired album.
Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting.
Is it?
Who knows?
Yeah, okay.
Could stay in the pod, might not.
Greb, Denise, is there any are there any songs that you think there would be a connection between all those artists? Can you think of song titles?
Denise, you're in music, so do you know any tracks from Carole King, Dire Straits, Martin Garrix and David Guetta?
What about war? People sing about war. Does David Guetta have a song about Live Long the War, something like that? That's quite popular. Something about heartbreak, dance in a club, dancing in a club, something like that.
Okay, so war, heartbreak in the club, or pig screams appears to be the two options available to you so far, Dave. Or you could, of course, go your own way on this if you happen to know any tracks that link those artists.
Oh, is that Fleetwood Mac that you just dropped in there? Go Your Own Way. Is there a hint? No. I know that Dire Straits did Romeo and Juliet. I don't know if that's then a through line. Has Carole King done a song about that? Because I don't know. Carole King's written a lot of songs.
I don't know if David Guetta. I'm not sure if much of his work is based on Shakespeare.
And I can't think Carole King would sing about your money for nothing and your chicks for free. I just can't see her belting that one out. I cannot for the life of me think of something that's... Because I'm now thinking of Dire Straits songs, but...
Well, do you want to lock in Pig Screams then? as the most probable so far.
Look, let's lock that in for posterity. Every time I can listen to this podcast and Pig Screams will come back to me and I'll just remember Greb, our number one fan of Beat Test.
Come on down to West Gippsland.
In the hinterlands.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. I'll come around, I'll show you the farm. You'll meet some of the pig men. We try not to name them, but we can name one after you. That's fine if you want.
Oh, no.
I wonder if we'll ever get more specific than just West Gippsland, or if that's is that a lawyer has told you to keep it that?
It's in West Gippsland. It's a beautiful region. It's in the hinterlands.
Right.
Yes. I've heard. Question number two: a minotaur has the head of a bull and the body of a eagle, lion, or man? Eagle, lion.
I know this one. This is right up my alley. Okay, you know.
Yeah, Greb. Well, animals split between two seems to be.
It is a man. Without a shadow of a doubt. Don't even think about anything else.
You sort of know that as if you have minotaurs on your property.
No minotaurs per se, but I mean, if you think, I don't know what the mythical creature that is. The sort of a head of a pig and a body of a man.
Wouldn't be a pig man, would it?
Probably would be, but you know, that would be cool. But imagine that, but more teats.
Well, all the better to milk up those pig men real big.
Yeah, gotta milk them up real big.
Denise.
Denise.
I mean, when you first said the question, I thought Beatle would be an option because, you know, they've got their own sort of thing going. But Eagle, that sounds to me like it's got some legs, if you will. That's something.
An eagle does have legs. That is correct. If I could just interject. Yeah, an eagle does have legs.
So that
it's proven.
Yeah, so I think that makes sense that those two would belong together. And I really would implore you, Dave O, if I can call you that, I would just sort of, you know, listen to me and pick the eagle, something with wings, you know.
Okay, Dave O. Well, eagle and man are just the two options that you've provided with. Do you know what a minotaur is?
Yeah, I think I know what a minotaur is. And I'm going with, and this is now reaching back into the recesses of my brain for year 9 history, but I think it is a man's body. As much as I would
history.
Like it to be.
Mistake.
Don't need history. To go to mistake. High school for that. Let me tell you, I know that, and I didn't even go to high school.
That is true. You missed out. I'll grab those. Would have been a bit of fun.
What's a bit of high school? A high school or a farm that farms pigmen?
I'm probably going to have to say high school.
Yeah.
Well, that's your prerogative.
It's just the range of topics that you get to learn about in high school. You know, history, math, science, all that.
Maths, how many pigmen are there? Science, how do you get them big and fat? And geography, where are they?
Yeah.
Where have they gone?
I mean, but
literature?
The only thing I would,
music
West
class?
Gippsland.
The only thing I would say to counter that, Greb, would be I quite enjoyed history because they always said you can learn from past mistakes so you don't have to repeat them again. You know, you hear about a minotaur. They were pretty gnarly creatures. Like they were, you didn't want to mess with them. You know, they were very hard to kind of control.
But you know, it does sound like the Thomas family down the farm there has learned from past mistakes, which is why they're using the tools to inseminate these days.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Ever since my dad, God bless him, died in a terrible pig farming accident, we've made steps to make sure never again.
Yes, sort of patient zero, if you will. So, man, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going with
the greatest predator.
Oh, the apex predator. That's right, Greb.
Question number 3. In which film does Humphrey Bogart say, "Here's looking at you, kid"? Denise Dublinsky, do you find time amongst the Beatle work or perhaps your previous life in TikTok to watch anything longer than 15 seconds?
I love the cinema. I love it. Mm. I live it and I breathe it. So you're going to freak out when I actually say, Greb, you can shut your little pie hole for this one because I have the answer hook, line, and sinker. It is a movie that we love to call Casablanca. Am I right?
Is that what you just love to call it?
I call it that. I don't know what the others do on the IMDb film charts, but I love the film name Casablanca, and I think that is the answer you're looking for.
Casablanca. Sort of, it sounds like a Beatle, really, doesn't it? What is it about the name Casablanca that you love?
It's my middle name, and so it has a bit of a significance to me.
Denise Casablanca Dublinsky.
That's right.
That is a mouthful.
It's a phonetic name. It sort of rings. Yeah. It's something you won't really forget.
West Gippsland. Any cinemas out there, Greb?
We don't, you know, we don't try and go to the cinema. We've got a VHS, and we like to, you know, pop on. You know, I've got a VHS and a black and white TV, so we like to pop on some, you know, flicks and... Sorry?
Like Babe, the movie, about a pig?
Is that a new one?
Oh, probably about mid-90s it came out, Greb.
Right. Nah, well, you know...
Do you know Babe 2?
We don't keep up.
Pig in the City.
Yeah, Babe 2, that is
a good
one.
Well, this is the prequel. Personal favourite. This is the prequel, Babe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the origin story.
Old black and white film, that one.
Well, no, yeah.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Greb, do you know who he's talking about, the actor?
Who's looking at you?
He's looking at you, kid.
Who's looking at you?
Here. He is looking at you.
Who's looking at you?
Oh, that's so close. What do you reckon, Dave? Casablanca ring any bells?
Casablanca, which I appreciated. Debo,
My name is Denise, and I really don't appreciate being called
Deniso. Yeah,
we're not on that sort of level. That's better. I prefer that, actually.
Deniso, yeah, sorry about that. Deniso, I reckon you're spot on.
Casablanca. Question number four. Name the first fast bowler to have taken 600 test cricket wickets. Name the first fast bowler who ever took 600 test cricket wickets.
Oh,
Shane Warne.
Shane Warne, you reckon?
Absolute genius. Yep,
one of the fastest bowlers.
Let me tell you, why don't you get him on there? Get him on the beat test. Well, he's
a cricketer.
Genius.
Like, you know, we talk about AFL footy.
Yeah, but you don't know what he knows. You don't know. Give him a go. He's a very smart man. He's one of the smart. I've got his book and his cologne.
It's an idea.
I did see he'd put out a cologne. What's it? What's
wear
it smell?
It all the time. Really gets the stink off.
What's it smell like, Greb?
Well, it smells like a winner.
Does it?
You know, there's no, it smell. I go in and the missus, she loves it. She gets in there and she gives it a big whiff and she says, you don't smell like the stink. You don't smell like the stink that you usually do. Of course, we've been married for, you know, a long time.
When did you hook up, you and your wife? Yeah. Was that close after the date with, Denise?
Well, yes, you know, soon after I left primary school, the great leader of our homestead, you know, set us up and pre-arranged our marriage.
Like the great leader? Do you mean, what's going on? What's the setup there?
We're part of a collective here that...
right.
Yeah.
Collective.
So I didn't want to say, but, you know, a lot of people say it's a cult, but it's more just a big family.
Mm. Okay. With a dear leader.
Yeah, then that might be too much for this character if you're just into he farms pigmen and he's also part of a cult. But, you know, people say that's too many things. No, but I say, not enough. Bring them all in.
Second half of this podcast, we might run out of stuff. So that's
right. You don't know.
Yeah.
I thought the pigmen would be a rich vein, but yeah, we've just cracked open another one.
Well, you asked. I'm just this is all just backstory, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to start at the beginning and then go from there. And so what if I was part of a cult and we all have prearranged marriages and multiple wives?
We'll get into it later. Denise Casablanca.
We'll get into that.
Denise Casablanca Dublunsky. Do you have a smell that you use to keep off the stink bug smell, similar to Greb having the Shane Warne to keep off the pigmen smell? Can't believe that's a sentence I've said.
Well, you boys would have heard of the stink beetle. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the thing is, I sort of farm those and I kill them by crushing them, but it's okay because some of them are suicidal and they say, take it away. And so I say, sure. And I sort of squash them and then I mix them around, put them into a vial and sort of use that. And I can tell you that is a real conversation starter because people say, who smells like shit in here? And I go, it's me. And then it gets heads turning.
Wow.
Tongues wagging.
So a few things to clarify there. So
yeah.
So you farm... You farm
beetles? Farm anything. I would never associate with a farm. I just sort of put them in my home and it's not like a farm at all.
On their own
free
will. Right.
Sounds like a farm to me. Sounds like a big farm. Sounds like you got a beetle farm going on there. You're farming the beetles. Question, can you milk beetles?
Again,
no is the answer.
I didn't say that I milk them. I didn't say there was a farm. No. I said I squash them and... you know, make a paste. It would be like if you were making, you know, jelly.
Pigman paste.
No, not really different to that, I would say. Really different.
It's like a slurry.
Yeah, right. And so then you just take that paste, do you, and just, a couple dubs on the neck?
Yeah, it's quite
fantastic
obvious.
Fantastic for your skin.
It's quite obvious that I've got something on me, and people say, you've got shit on your neck, Denise. They say, you look... sick. And I say, no, you'll be doing this in a couple of months because of TikTok. I put it on TikTok and they took it down.
I feel like talking to you, you're an open book. So ideally hope when I'm asking these personal questions, you don't take them as insulting because I just want to get to know you a little bit better. But after dating Greb, have you been on many, many dates since?
Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Dave-o. It is not, you could count them on three fingers how many dates I've been on. Three is the answer. And they're all guys from the primary school, and they are all not doing well. So it's really not looking...
I'm actually thriving. I don't know about... I must not be. I'm thriving and surviving. Absolutely. Come on down to West Gippsland. Yeah, I'll show
the hinterland?
You. In the hinterland there. Yeah.
Hinterland. Beautiful.
Who are the other dates there, Denise? You've got, obviously, Greb.
There's a guy called Fenton Grasshole. He was the emo of the year, and he is
emo
really...
of the year.
I remember Fenton. He did win emo of the year. That was a fantastic win by him.
What a competition. Yeah. Was that a school competition?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Yes. No.
you two decide amongst yourselves and let us know when you're ready.
Not that I don't think this is a rich vein of conversation, but Shane Warne is my answer, Kyron. So if we can move on to the next question.
I'll put down
Shane
Warne.
You don't
want to
hear about the other two? No, we should keep doing the quiz.
I think we should save it.
We want you to win that prize money, Dave. I want you to win that $100,000.
Oh, is there?
And we're going to get you there, the Brains Trust.
Question number five. Which King of England was known as Coeur de Lion? I don't know how to pronounce that. C-O-E-U-R. Coeur? Yeah, just really more of a list of vows. Coeur de Lion.
I believe it was Richard the Lionheart.
What makes you say it's Richard the Lionheart?
Because you said lion.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem the most obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. So.
All right, we'll lock that in.
Yeah.
Question number six. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a prequel to which fictional trilogy? The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a prequel to which fictional trilogy?
The Matrix, Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Is there a third Babe movie? Could it be the Babe trilogy?
It sounds like a wizard thing. So, you know, you think about what wizards are, you know, in a trilogy. And I think of one of those old films, black and white films like a Lord of the Rings or you know, another one of those black and white movies.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings not black and white, is it?
Absolutely it is.
Come
down to West Gippsland. Beautiful hinterland area. Come on down to my pig farm. I'll show you my TV and I will put on a beautiful VHS of The Lord of the Rings.
What else is in black and white, Greb?
Well, what isn't black and white? First up, that's what you should. I mean,
what about Avatar, Greg?
Dave-o, I see Dave. Avatar, I see Avatars on a bunch of black and whites. Dave is in black and white.
Is the beep test in black and white?
Absolutely.
I think your television's black and white.
That's what I keep telling you.
Yeah, but I don't think they're broadcast in black and white. I think it's your TV.
Oh, that sounds like... You sound like some kind of wizard, frankly, and it's confusing me. And I'm going to have to be... You know, I'm going to get in trouble if we talk about sort of advanced kind of technology like colour and things like that.
Has that been a problem for you? Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's against the guidelines.
So The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a prequel to which fictional trilogy, Dave? So far, the options you've got forward to you are The Matrix, with no supporting evidence, or a black and white version of The Lord of the Rings, unless you happen to know what The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a prequel to?
I'm trying to think, Is it Mockingjay? What was the Hunger Games?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking it's a prequel to Hunger Games. As much as, don't get me wrong, the Brains Trust always have a great contribution to this, but I think I'll go with that.
All right, appreciate that. Thank you.
Happy to lock in Hunger Games.
Yep.
Question number seven. Name the Japanese Prime Minister who last month announced he was stepping down due to ill health.
Ooh.
Do you follow international politics, Denise Casablanca-Dablonski?
No, it bores me. I've got enough politics with my Beatles. Oh, God. I mean,
What are the intricate politics of the Beatles? Is it run like a representation democracy?
Well, it's a dictatorship run by me. the Beatles I've got around me, I sort of, you know, I tell them what's what, you know, and I say what's up, what's down, and they are submissive because they are Beatles, and Beatles are submissive sexually, personally, emotionally. And that's, again, something I haven't really said why I do that is because they are easy prey for a woman like me to dominate.
Well, Denise, I do want to ask, what about gender identification with ladybirds? Are they, how do they go with that? They've really painted themselves into a corner with that name.
Oh, I think that it's up to each beetle to really just sort of decide what they are and then... you know, they're quite woke as well, so they will just be what they want to be, and that's, again, another great positive reason about beetles, which, again, I don't think pigs are woke. I think they're stupid, weird, smelly, not accepting type of animal, and if we had to put a beetle and a pig in a fight, I know who my money's on.
Really? Yeah. Like, even a wild boar against your average garden beetle? You'd still back in the beetle.
Yep.
Boar, you say?
Yeah, boar.
Boar, yeah.
Mother boar. Yeah, pig man, yeah.
Greb, do you mix wild boars with men, or is that just a bridge too far?
Well, if you leave a pig man out in the wild, the boar is just a pig in the wild, and the same thing, you know, sometimes we'll get big pig men escape and run out.
They escape?
We just let them go, and all the time. And usually we capture them and we wrestle them, have a good pigman wrestle, and it's a lot of fun, and they come on back, of course. You just, you know, show them some like a cheese sandwich, and they love them.
So glad you said
love
that.
A cheese sandwich, they love it.
What?
And they escape all the time, and sometimes people die.
what do you recommend if you come across a pigman in the wild?
Stay absolutely still. Their vision is based on movement.
Right.
Could you befriend them, though, with said cheese sandwich, if you had that on your person?
Yeah, maybe you could befriend them, but they're not to be trusted.
Oh, they're not?
They're devious. They'd be like, oh, excuse me, I'm sick. And you're like, okay. And then you look at them, and they're horsing around with the other pigmen. You're like, you're not sick, mate. You're not sick. You just didn't want to go to work tomorrow.
Sorry, this is new information. They talk.
Oh, all the time. But a lot of it's, you know, just nonsense.
You said they don't want to...
Stuff like, I want rights. why am I being farmed?
Why do I have to sleep with a pig?
Help me. Yeah.
But who was the Japanese Prime Minister who last month announced he was stepping down due to ill health?
I genuinely forgot what the question was.
Do you know, Davo?
Shinzo Abe, is that the...
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I'll put down Shinzo Abe. Question number 8. What technology is used to make telephone calls over the internet?
Oh, like Skype or something. Zoom.
Telegrams.
No, the internet.
Telegrams, that sort of fits in with your black and white TV. I think we will ask Denise Casablanca-Dublonsky, because with all the TikToking, I'm sure that you're up to date with all the tech. Do you FaceTime? Is that your most common? What's your... Or Skype? Zoom? Is that the most common way you communicate?
Yes, I could use all three. I've got a lot of people to talk to, a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, I told you that I don't have a lot of men in my life, no dating at the moment, ever since Greb sort of... Oh, really beat me down at 5 years old in primary school.
It's hard to recover from Greb, isn't it?
I gave you a bunch of pigmen treats and you said no.
When your first date is like perfection, it's hard to achieve that again.
Well, I sort of told him I like flowers, and instead he gave me old bones and a glass of pig milk that I said, this is brown. What's happening?
It's brown and grainy, and those grains are your vitamins.
You know what I'm doing? I'm dialing random numbers and FaceTiming those people. And
Denise, you have beetle crap on your neck when you call said people.
Yes, but
you,
beetle crap.
Sorry, I'm downplaying it. Your beetle, your toxic beetle perfume.
Wouldn't say it's toxic. Might be toxic to the eyes.
Intoxicating. Sorry.
That's what.
In
you
a
mean.
Sort of Britney Spearsy way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But what's the answer?
What was the question again?
What technology is used to make telephone calls over the internet?
Is it WhatsApp?
The internet.
Computer.
I'm going to put my foot down. Yeah. I'll just say WhatsApp. No.
Okay, we'll say WhatsApp, the messaging service from Facebook. Question number 9. The capital of which current nation was formerly known as Batavia? B-A-T-A-V-I-A. The capital of which current nation was formerly known as Batavia? I'm not sure if I've pronounced that right. Do you travel out of West Gippsland very much, Greb?
No, we are prohibited.
Prohibited?
Yeah, prohibited, yeah.
By who? The local there's authorities?
Nothing, there's nothing but absolute rot out there.
How do you make money, to be honest, out of
that's a no.
Pig men?
Yeah.
Pig men.
But how do you make money? Like, yeah. Are people buying them? Are they buying them alive? Or do they?
Yeah. People will buy them and they'll say, you know, I have a bunch of, you know, pork. And we'll say, yeah, this is pork. And yeah, so.
With those shifty eyes? Do you use those shifty eyes?
Big time. These eyes are where I keep my magic and I charm them.
What about you, Denise Casablanca Dublinski? As a Beatle expert, I imagine that you're flown around the world to conferences and TED Talks, these sorts of things, to speak on Beatles.
You are close. I actually pay for my own shuttle bus to go around the town. It says Denise Deborah Casablanca Dublinski Beatle Tours. And, I mean, the furthest I've been is Newcastle, and it's really beautiful there. It's really different to anywhere I've ever been. And
you're just like, what are you, yelling out the side of this bus? Or
I have a PA system. I'm not a crazy banshee. I sort of sing songs like I told you, the best of, and I say, Beatles in town. And, you know, kids come running, elderly come slopping along, and they get in the bus. And I've got stories that I tell, and I've got Beatles to show, and I sell my Beetle, the intoxicating Beetle juice. And So I've never been to Genovia or whatever you said in your question, but I have been to Newcastle. So I guess I am well traveled, unlike Greb over here.
Okay. So West Gippsland and Newcastle are the two options for which the capital of which current nation was formerly known as Batavia. Dave, do you know the answer to that?
I feel like it's what England would have called some kind of Germanic country. I feel like it feels like there's a beer called Batavia Lager or something like that. It feels European somehow.
Mm.
Because I just said Germany, I'll say Berlin then.
You're unlocking Berlin?
Fine.
Okay, we'll put down Berlin from that very famous British occupation of Germany. Question number 10. What do the lacrimal glands produce? I don't know how to say that either. This is a terrible day for pronunciation. I should have read this quiz first and then chosen a different one. What do the lacrimal glands produce? L-A-C-H-R-Y-M-A-L. Lacrimal glands.
Lacrimal?
Are the innards of the pigmen similar to human or pig, Greb?
Both. And that's actually not that bad because, you know, doctors use stents in hearts that are made from pigs, so it's actually not that much of a... I mean, the internal organs of a pig is actually quite similar, horrifyingly
so. Do you know if the lacrimal gland has ever been donated from a pig to a man and what it might produce?
The lacrimal gland?
Yeah.
Oh, I reckon it produces a sense of humour.
Okay, sense of humour is one option available to you. What about Denise Casablanca Dublinski? Have you come across the lacrimal gland in a beetle at all? Is it more of a mammal thing, do you reckon?
Yeah, beetles don't have that. They do have a sweat gland, beetles, that we call the Kronkel gland, and they are big glands on either side of the beetle, and they sweat and that sort of lets the beetles fly, and if they're underground it gives them air. So I would say
Conchal gland, which lets them fly and breathe if they need air.
Yeah, that's right. I found that out online. Anyone can really do that if they want to. So the lacrimal gland, I mean, I think that's different to what I've just said. So if that's in any way helpful to you, Devo, I really pray you bring it home with this question.
Right. So the exact question is, could you just repeat it for me, Karen?
What do the lacrimal glands produce?
I would say, just because of the name, lacrimal lactating milk.
That's bloody good. That's logic, isn't it?
Yep.
You're a smarty.
Could have used some of that when you were answering the question.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying my best, man. I'm not a scientist. And
how do you reckon you went, Dave? What are you hoping for out of 10?
Oh, look, I'll just go for a 50% strike rate. How's that sound?
You on 5 out of that? Okay. That is optimistic. Let's see how we go. Question number one. What song title links Carole King, Dire Straits, and Martin Garrix and David Guetta? You said Pig Screams. The answer was So Far Away. That's a shame.
Pig screams can be heard very far away, so...
They can really travel.
A minotaur has the head of a bull and the body of a...
eagle.
You said man. The answer was man.
Told you. Told you. No man right hybrids.
50-50. In which, tracking well.
In which film does Humphrey Bogart say, "Here's looking at you, kid"? Casablanca is the answer you gave,
welcome.
And Casablanca is the answer. Question number four. Name the first fast bowler to have taken 600 test cricket wickets. You said Shane Warne, famous spin bowler. The answer was James Anderson.
No Shane Warne.
There. Question number five. Which King of England was known as Cure the Lion? You said Richard the Lionheart, and the answer was Richard the Lionheart.
Drats.
You're on 3. Question number 6. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is a prequel to which fictional trilogy? You said The Hunger Games, and that's correct.
Oh, we're on.
Question number 7. Name the Japanese Prime Minister who last month announced he was stepping down due to ill health. You said Shinzo Abe, and the answer is Shinzo Abe.
You are actually doing quite well, surprisingly.
Surprisingly.
Against all odds.
Oh. Yeah, let's see this out. 3 more and you be the high scorer. What technology is used to make telephone calls over the internet? You said WhatsApp, but the answer is voice over internet protocol.
That's terrible. Shit.
Disappointing. Question number 9. The capital of which current nation was formerly known as Batavia? You said Berlin. The answer was Indonesia.
Oh, that's surprising.
Wait, Indonesia's not a capital? It's a country.
The capital of which current nation was formerly known as Batavia?
Wordplay. They got your lawyer talk.
They did.
Question 10. What do the lacrimal glands produce? You said milk, but the answer was tears.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, milk is buzzy tears.
Yeah, true. You were hoping for 5 out of 10. 5 out of 10.
Yes!
Smack on. 50%. That's a pass mark.
It's all about setting your expectations, Karen.
Congratulations, Denise Casablanca Dublonsky, on contributing. What did you get? Casablanca. One. One answer.
I'm a smart lady. You can't deny that.
To today's score. Good luck with the Beatles.
Thank you. They've helped me so far and they're going to help me in the future.
It did sound like you were making a lot of stuff up there. Do you like improv? Are you a fan of improv?
I hate it. I hate the stuff. I think it's like a cult that I would never be a part of.
I don't like to say that word, please.
That's a shame, because I was going to recommend there's an improviser in Sydney, Concetta Caristo, that I reckon is worth checking out.
She sounds like a whore, and I do not endorse her at all.
Right, and Greb Thomas, thank you for joining us from down there in, where was it again?
West Gippsland, the beautiful Henterland area. Absolutely stunning. Come on down. I'll give you a glass of milk for free.
Do you strain it? Do you at least strain the glass?
Nah. The grain's good. That's like straining your orange juice. That's where all the goodness is.
I've got my mate Ben Russell has. I went around to his place recently, and he had a big 2-liter jug of this thick, sort of crunchy milk.
Ben is a regular customer. He loves driving down to the West Gippsland area.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, and congratulations, Dave Thornton. 5 out of 10. Not bad. I got to say, not bad.
Yeah, we got there. I feel. And I obviously a shout out to everyone in Melbourne, because we're all trapped in, you know, we can't leave. Much like it sounds like what's happening in West Gippsland in the hinterland.
A pig man's gotten out. I've got to go. I've got to get my bloody taser and get him back in.
Cheese sandwiches. Oh, we'll get him back in.
Yeah, cheese sandwiches and a taser. Absolutely. Listen, Thorne, I'm a big fan. Okay.
Where else could Greb catch you, Dave, at the moment? Is the beep test coming to a close at the end of the football season?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't on this season. It was actually finished up last season. But, I mean, Greb, you're probably just starting off on the first season. So that's there's one more to go, which is good.
The Bulldogs won the grand final this year.
Yeah. But, mate, catch me on the socials, Dave_Thorno. Yep. And if you do see me on the street, just give me money, really. That's where the arts are at the moment.
Yeah. And that applies to everyone, I think. That's Wax Quizzical for today. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.